This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo, live in Studio 1A with a live studio audience. Love it. It's electrifying. And speaking of electrifying, I've been looking forward to this afternoon. I can say that I call this gentleman a friend. I have seen him perform not only here in the States, but in France. I'm making myself sound fancy, forgive me. Got a new album out called Time Undone, and it is the groove. It is the bomb. You need to check it out. And the album release show is happening December 7th at the Mohawk. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Kalu and the Electric Joint. Thank you.
Sound of the ticking clock. Maybe time will heal it all. And I hope that I get that I get that I get that chance to know to get high, to spun to know why, to know why. Reaching for the sky, or is it just me inside? Maybe five, maybe low. Is this a joke? Getting high from the fumes of the snow. Someone just take me home. Take me home. No, I can't keep on into that cup, 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 cup. It's got a hole in it, and my shoes, they're getting soaked. Maybe time will heal it all. Every man loves the underdog. Every man loves the underdog. Too low to get high, too spun to know why, to know why. Reaching for the sky, always it's just being slide.
Kalu and the Electric Joint in Studio 1A. We heard Too Low to Get High, and the name of the new release is Time Undone. Not only do they have their album release show happening December 7th at the Mohawk, but they've got an in-store performance coming up at Waterloo Records on December 11th. And Kalu and the Electric Joint, of course, features the talents of Kalu James on vocals and guitar. You are rocking it, Kalu.
Thank you. Rocking it, Lori. You're always rocking it.
You know what? Mutual rock. There we go.
Try not to behave all the time.
Hooray! Words of wisdom, my friend. Also in the band, we have JT Holt on guitar, Nick J rocking the bass, and John Spies on drums. John, I keep calling you Spicy.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm very proud. I am very proud. My parents would love that. Mom, Dad, if you're listening right now, he's been working on those R's. There you go. What a journey it's been, Kalu. And the reason I say that is when did you first arrive in Austin? Because I get my dates mixed up.
2007.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turned 25, and I guess hit quarter life crisis. I was like, I got to move somewhere else, and Austin seemed to be the right spot for me. And I'm thankful I made that decision.
Well, a lot of us are thankful you made that decision. And it was, you know, I almost felt like I was taking it for granted. You had the residency at Continental Club.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, I would see your name. I'd be like, yeah. And now, you know, checking out Time Undone and hearing how you've developed as an artist, it's been an exciting thing for me to watch from afar.
Thank you.
Didn't really get to experience you live often enough, but now, more than ever, I'm like, oh, check it out.
I'm sure there's some unsolicited videos on YouTube or something. you can go back and look those up.
It's true. But how do you think you have developed as a musician, as an artist? How do you think Austin has influenced you?
I mean, first of all, to be in a place where music is seen exactly as what it is, which is an occupation, a job, and have organizations like HAM be able to validate that, which is something that most musicians are trying to find anywhere. That was the very first thing for me where I was like, okay, yeah, I'm good here. And the Continental Club was supposed to be a monthly thing, and it went from 1 month to 3 years, and there's a lot of things that happened with the band. There's a lot of loss, and I lost my pops in between that, and had to go home and, you know, pretty much look at people in the eyes, and they ask you that question, you know, what is it, you know, like, you've been in the U.S. for 15 years or so, what is it that you have to show for yourself? And for me, it was 4 self-release records that I was proud of, and a ticket to come back to Austin, and I definitely took that ticket to come back here, and a lot of the songs were basically worked out of that. I felt like I was writing, we were crawling out of a hole and writing ourselves out of that hole. And it's all about affirming and consoling and soothing and acknowledging that we all really do exist and are going through all these problems. And it doesn't mean that it defines you. It just means that you got to work harder to get out of it.
So. Yeah, the human experience.
Yes.
You are not alone.
Amen.
And I just feel I certainly have always picked up the soul from what you do. But this is like heavy. This is, you know, Time Undone, like the whole thing is like, you know, and well, you know, I like the heavy stuff. That sounded wrong. But it's definitely like a heavier sound to me. And it even sounds kind of psych a little bit, just a little bit here and there. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, definitely. I think Nigerians and Africans are very supernatural, so I think that that goes in everything I do. And Brett Orson, the producer of the record, was absolutely able to tap into that. And it's talking about loss with a hope, but at the same time, you know, getting you to, you know, move to, like you said, groove.
Move to groove, to keep moving.
Yeah.
Don't stop, you know. I know, and Brett Orson's great. He's just fantastic.
We love him.
Yeah, works with a lot of artists, and it's all consistently like he's fantastic. And what can I say? Time Undone. I can't recommend it enough. Congratulations on
Thank
the new
you.
Release.
Thank you.
We have Kalu and the Electric Joint in Studio 1A. I think I've got time for one more, and then I know our lovely studio audience gets extra lucky ducks. So, give me one more, please.
Would love to.
Yeah.
inside, the way she lures you away. Stay a while, this can be our scene. Lone Ranger, the unknown you seek, tries a wrangler. No need to be this lonely road. I take what I can get, rolling through this sea of life. Now I feel in the air, I feel it in this museum stare. Suitcase packed with lots of green and a tambourine. Lonely road, I take what I can get, rolling through this sea of life.
Electric Joint in Studio 1A, we heard Sea of Life. Make sure you get your copy of Time Undone, the album release show, December 7th at the Mohawk on Red River. Mark your calendars. Doors open at 9 p.m. You can get tickets and more information at mohawkaustin.com. And don't forget the in-store performance at Waterloo Records, 5 p.m. on December the 11th. Not just one opportunity, but two. You get to see the band. And I want to say thank you to JT, Nick, John, otherwise known as Spicy, and Kalu. Kalu, thank you so much, brother. I'm so proud of you, and you've done so much, and look where you are now, and it's only going to get higher. So
thank you so
congratulations.
Much. Congratulations. Thanks to KTX and for always having us, and y'all for, you know, donating and pledging to be here and more.
Right on.
So
right
if you're
on.
If you're on the radio, go do your pledge.
Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. Kalu and the Electric Joint. And some more thank yous are in order, of course. We have to thank our KUTX multimedia crew. They work so hard today. Jorge Sanhueso-Lyon and Linda Gonzalez have been filming the crew here. And because of all the hard work they do, you get to see these exclusive Studio 1A performances on our website, KUTX.org, and at viewhouse.com. Thanks to our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott, who works so hard to get all of these great bands in here to perform. And, of course, thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.